5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's no exclusivity. Sorry, I'm not telling you shit.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joua. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray
and at Jamila Joua. And don't forget, on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter. Dickhead, why are you looking
at me?
You
were just about to say something.
What?
You were trying to say something.
What?
I just saw you looking at me like you were waiting for me to say something. I mean,
you know this is still recorded, right? Would you ever smell your man's dick?
Do you know what? I haven't. Well, my level of crazy isn't that level of crazy. Like, I have a level of crazy, but I don't think that's one of the things that ties in with my crazy. So... possibly. I don't know.
I would.
It depends.
If I thought you were cheating, I'd definitely smell your dick.
Cause yeah.
I definitely like, imagine your man going out to work 9 AM, comes back 5 PM.
He's going back at like 7.
Okay. He comes back and you smell his dick like, and it smells like soap. Like, why does your dick smell like soap?
I know, it's true.
What have you been doing?
And then he'll turn around and say, oh, I had a shower.
Shower where?
At the gym.
Okay, let's see your gym clothes.
Let's smell. Let's see. It smells like sweat.
Like you have to keep it up. It's in true. Every place.
If your dick smells like soap, your gym clothes need to smell like sweat.
Honestly,
it's really that simple. Because if one's still fresh,
I'm definitely smell. I'd probably even smell it for fun. I push them like, yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, you good today? Yeah, you good today?
Smells like your dick. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm Jamila Joua.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are back. This is our, fifth episode? Oh boy.
Yes.
That's actually crazy. We're back in the studios. You know, it's lit. We out here.
I know. I'm actually surprised that we've actually hit our fifth episode because, I don't know, when we first went into this, it was like, it's all or nothing. Like, don't go into this if you know you're not going to stick to it.
100%. That's why I even said we had to do it fortnightly because doing it weekly.
We couldn't have done it weekly. Not right now anyway.
No.
And we just have too many commitments.
Way too many commitments. Because right, I'm up to something. We're up to something.
And I'm pregnant. It's like I say this all the time, but it's like a big part of my life. So
like you're having how a can baby.
I not? Yeah. How can I not say it? But yeah.
Wanted to say, don't forget to send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontacts@gmail.com, or you can send them anonymously on curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter.
Yeah, we've been getting quite a few, and apologies if we don't read out your dilemma on, you know, today's episode or, you know, next week's or whatever, or next episode, but we'll get around to it. It's just that we've got quite a few, and sometimes we even get quite similar ones, so you know, we've just got to space them out a bit.
Yeah, so you will hear the dilemmas at the end of the episode at the segment asking for a friend. So yeah,
let's get started with the show.
Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Daya's Hair and Beauty provide quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury hair companies in the UK that ships internationally.
Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners. So head over to dayashairandbeauty.com and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases. Pink Matter discusses meeting the family.
You weird. I used to do a parcel tongue or something.
Yeah, so basically, we are going to discuss when you think the time is right for you to introduce your partner to your family, or if you even introduce your partner to your family. So, Jamila.
I'm never introducing anybody to my family.
Why?
Okay, obviously, I'm not never introducing anyone to my family, but I am not introducing a guy to my mother until he has proposed to me.
That doesn't make sense.
It does.
That's stupid.
Okay, let me explain, okay?
You don't even need to explain. It's already stupid, and I'm sure everyone that's listening, y'all know it's stupid.
It's not stupid, okay? You need to understand my family dynamics, okay? So you're more than likely to meet my brother, I don't know, my cousins, my niece, my nephew, everyone first before you actually meet my mom. Only reason why, because me and mom have had this discussion before, yeah. She is not mentally ready to meet someone that could potentially be, like, he has to be...
I'll let you finish.
Like, he has to be there. He has to be there. He has to already, like, more or less be my husband. Before
that doesn't make sense, because your mum needs to be able to at least size him up as well. How can you tell me that you're going to bring me a stranger and tell me, yeah, mum, okay, I'm getting married to him? That doesn't make sense.
I mean, obviously, yeah, like, with... I sound so annoying. Obviously, yeah, with my mummy, okay, so when she got remarried, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I only met the guy like once.
Yeah, that's different.
I know, but what I'm saying is,
I met the guy once as well.
It wasn't, for me, I don't know.
Engaged, I think.
Because of, if I explain too much, I'll have to explain, like, my family dynamics, and that's just a long story. That's the reason why, she doesn't want to meet anybody until they're ready to marry me.
Yeah, no, but despite your family dynamics, this is you and you individually.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm saying, like, personally, with me, I've never introduced anyone to my mum until my current partner. However, my mum, for instance, she has taught us so much. We're not even married yet. And she has taught us so much and taught me so much. I've gone to her for advice countless times. And I'm telling you, there's the wisdom that she has is nothing. I mean, the wisdom I have is nothing on what she has. Do you know what I'm saying?
Which is fine.
So she's built me to then be someone's wife. Do you understand? Whereas in your case, you're going to tell me that everything is going to be your own kind of 21-year-old kind of knowledge. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's not that. What it is that my mom's very religious in the sense that she just doesn't want to meet anybody that isn't going to be my husband. Like, obviously, okay, with my brother, for example, he's got two children, whatever, whatever. And for her, the way his situation's played out, without revealing too much of my family, the way his situation's played out, my mum is stressed out. Like, she's got grey hairs and everything. So to her now, not even just to her now, because we've discussed it before, she doesn't want to meet anyone that isn't basically being, like, ready to be my husband.
Yeah, but
whereas she'd rather my brother meet somebody than she be the one to meet someone.
Yeah, I hear that, but still, you, like, why would you even introduce someone to your mum that you didn't feel like you were going to marry anyway?
Because people,
I mean, some people do that, but yeah. Okay, we're talking about you in particular.
Yeah, like, but
you wouldn't go and introduce someone to your mum.
But the thing is, that's the thing, people make mistakes. So if we know, I'll have, like, okay, for example, let's say, I don't know, I meet this guy now, like, I'm so happy with him, he makes me so happy, like, and I don't know, we've been together for, what, let's say 9 months, whatever. And I feel like, at that point, I feel like, yeah, this guy might be the guy I'm going to marry, whatever, whatever. Tutus, he meets my mum now. We're like a year and a half in. I know something happens, we break up. Then I meet another new guy. Like, I don't want it to be a constant meeting my mum thing.
But then that's then you kind of wishing negatively upon
your
future.
No, it's not wishing negatively.
It
just
kind of is.
It's me just, because, like, I've always been this kind of person where I just sort of accept that something may, like, I don't want to say expect the worst, room for error, basically.
That's fair enough. But again, it's like someone... It's like the whole prenup situation. It's like, do you sign a prenup?
I would, but that's another discussion.
Yeah, but do you understand where I'm going with it? It's like, if you sign a prenup, ultimately you're saying, okay, we could be divorced. So why are you marrying this person if you feel like, you know, you may get divorced? I understand that, you know, it happens. But it's the same kind of concept. So why introduce to me, for me, like, it took me long enough for me to introduce my first, like, the first person to my mum. The first time was, what, when I was 24, I always forget my age.
You were 24?
24.
You were 24.
So that's when I first introduced my mum to someone. And even then, it kind of happened by accident. And then it was like, okay, let me tell my mum who this guy is.
There was this guy I was talking... In fact, it was... Oh, guys, it was the facial guy, right? So the facial guy was telling me how... He had been seeing this girl for 3 years. First of all, you can't be seeing anybody for 3 years, okay? You're either in a relationship or you're not. There's no thing to see someone for 3 years. So he was seeing this girl for 3 years and she had met his family, whatever, whatever. But she never wanted him to meet her family. Mm. And I was like, well, and for him, that was an issue. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. You did not, like, there was no, okay, obviously to your family, that's basically your girl. But no, it's not basically your girl. If you're still just seeing each other, like,
no, well then I don't agree with that, because at the end, if she feels that way, then why is she meeting his family? Then don't meet his family if you feel that way. Like, I don't really understand that.
No, I think basically, it was a case of where to his family that was his girl, whereas within their dynamics, she wasn't his girl.
Yeah, but did she know that? Was she aware of
yeah.
that? Okay, so then why is she meeting his family then?
Because oh, well, you know, you link a guy, yeah, you come to his house, like all that bullshit. But that was the thing. And I was like, personally, I don't feel like you're entitled to meeting her family if there's still no seriousness in what you're doing. Because
it shouldn't apply to just one party, though.
Hmm?
It shouldn't apply to just one party.
No, but that's... Because no, but
they both know what situation they're in. She knows what situation she's in and he knows what situation he's in. And if she's comfortable being around his parents as his girlfriend, then, you know, what are you really doing? If you're not comfortable enough to introduce him to your parents because of your situationship, then you shouldn't be in it then. It's really that simple.
Of course, it's not that simple. You know relationships are never going to be that simple.
It's not that simple, but I'm saying, like... me personally, like I said, I've never, like, even an ex, like, I've never introduced someone to my mum except this one person. This is what I'm saying, because I have to be absolutely ready. Like, my older brother has introduced a few females to my mum. So it got to the point where she kind of felt like, you know what? I don't want to meet anyone else.
Well.
And the thing is, it was no offense to you know, whoever the new girl was, because they were serious relationship. None of them were casual or anything like that. However, it's like, it's enough. Whereas my little brother, he's only introduced two. So it's like, you know, like,
my older brother, he introduced all the serious relationships, but at his age, everything is serious. So,
exactly.
So, like...
And I get us being girls as well, it's different. Because if you look at your son, if he's brought home 4 or 5 girls and he slept with all of them, okay, that's fair enough. But then if your daughter brings home even 2, that's 2 men that your daughter's probably slept with.
And that's the thing with, what's it called? The gender roles as well. How we see women, how we perceive men. Because... Yeah. I can't lie, I've met all of... But the thing is, the difference between me and my mum, yeah? I've met all of my brother's girlfriends, his tings, his everything.
I don't have any interest.
And it's so weird, because my brother and I were not close at all, but this is the part of life that he lets me into.
Yeah.
And I think at this point in my life, that's part of my life I can let him into.
Yeah.
Because, okay, maybe say this time... Was it this time? This time, 2015? Oh, my gosh. Ugh. I don't want to tell the story on air, but my brother had a fit when he found out I sent Nanita, dude.
Oh, so, my God. Okay, you know Kunle? There's Kunle, yeah, which is the girl's kind of curtsy. And there's dobale, which is the men's kind of, you know, prostration.
In Europe.
I dobaled to her brother, and he's what, like five years older than me? He's not even that much older than me. I was scared of him because he was livid.
My brother, bruv.
He looked like
he was ready to crash the car. Like, Sam, I thought my life was over. I said, yeah, I'm gonna die.
God.
So the way he reacted was that, yeah, was that you're sending news to guys. But bear in mind, I was like, what? I was 19 at the time.
I can't even remember.
So I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to die in this car. But now he's just sort of accepted that I'm that person. That's why I can let him in on that part of my life. However, my mom doesn't feel like I'm that person. She doesn't feel like I'm that person. I mean, obviously I'm pinging it. She knows I'm paying. So she'll think, oh yeah, guys are obviously, like, you know, toasting. That's what the word Nigerian moms like.
Yeah,
like,
but she just thinks you're, like, not doing anything.
Yeah,
being innocent.
Yeah, because the thing is, I'm always at home sleeping or some bullshit. So she thinks I don't really do shit. But the thing is, that's why I just wouldn't want to, because I feel like I'm letting her in on that part of my life where it's like, rah, like, you're actually...
But okay, so when do you... Okay, so
I feel like when I'll give it like 2-3 years. Like
you're ever, because guys, oh, by the way, my mum has listened to the podcast, so she's had everything, girls, everything.
She literally threw her phone.
Literally, phone I threw that. My phone. I couldn't look at my phone. So last episode, I was talking about how I like my tea's being sucked. Yeah, my mum knows now. Yeah, yeah. She's probably listening to this right now. Hi, mum. So
I can't let my mum in.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't let my mum in that part of my life.
See, that's because that's how old I am. Like, I'm 26 years old, and I doubt my mum is, she's not naive in that sense, but obviously with you, if obvious, like with you, for instance, if you were like 25, are you still telling me?
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah, of course not. Of course not. No, so, but at this point in my life, at hell
stage,
to the
okay,
no.
Let's keep it hell at that. At this stage in life,
no.
So if you then met your, you know, your potential life partner at 24 years old, you're then 25 and you decide to, so you would.
But I just don't think I would have met my potential life partner at this age. I know it sounds a bit like, oh yeah, but some people, they fall in love. Yeah. I just don't think.
So basically, it just depends on your age. It's dependent on your age, basically. Yeah. That's what it is. Because right now you just feel like you're too young to be. Yeah, okay. See, that now it makes sense.
Because like, okay, you weren't making sense. Think about all the guys I've dated. Do you think I could have brought any of them home to my mum?
Yes.
Oh, the alpha male, yeah.
No, not even that one. Oh, wow. Well. Oh, wow, I've just made it be that. But yeah, no, not that one. The other one. The only thing, there was only one thing wrong. There's only one thing you couldn't have told your mum, but yeah.
Yeah.
You would have been very, very, very presentable.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
There are so many like elements to meeting family, like even to do with like, okay, I'm Nigerian, so I'm like in the past, okay, I've had like Caribbean ex, for instance. I once said to him, I was like, when you meet my mom, you need to call her auntie or mom or whatever, because I thought he was gonna meet my mom, and he was like, what? No, why have I got to do that? Guys,
I could put me off completely. If off you saw,
did he meet my mum? That is the sole reason why I didn't introduce him to my mum, because he said that. So this is there's like cultural aspects to it. Well, now obviously I'm with a Ghanaian. He's had to adapt. They don't do that. They shake hands. I find it so awkward. I'll be meeting his parents and they're all shaking my hand and doing this Ghanaian click. I'm sure any Ghanaians that are listening know what I'm talking about. I feel awkward shaking your hand or just saying hi, hello, and waving.
Like, it's weird. You're in Balamori,
yeah, or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, hi. Like, it's weird. It's so weird to me. But I've accepted that that's something that they do. So there was a time when I met like a lot of his extended family, like the, you know, the elders and whatever. And I literally walked into a circle of them and I couldn't let. And they were all like looking at me like, what did you just do? What are you doing? And then his little brother came to me and was like, Sam, what the fuck were you doing? He was like, why did you like kneel down? And I was like, that's what we do. He's like, yeah, it looks stupid. Don't do that again. And I'm like, this is my culture. So things like that. If he, you know, like when he came to Nigeria with me, my boyfriend, literally, he knew he had to do that. But then, no offense to any Caribbeans, but then, you know, the Caribbean ex was telling me, no, I don't have to call you my mum or auntie. No, she's not my mum. She's not my auntie. Come on, man. So these are like...
some things you just have to accept. I can't, like... But it's weird, though, because I feel like I'm more cultural than my mum. So my mum wouldn't want you to, like, kneel down. She just really wouldn't... She would not want you to kneel down.
My mum wouldn't care as such if he didn't, like... Dobale or anything, because you know Dobale's not really Dobale anymore. You're literally just doing a tiny dip. You're like, you're not doing anything much. But I don't think she would care if he didn't to her. But I think just to look good in front of, you know, friends or, you know, elders, definitely, but maybe friends, it's not that necessary. But he knows that it sets a good impression.
You know what, my mum actually cares for the elders, because you know my mum, my mum used to be like, my daughter does not kneel down for anybody but God.
Nah.
So
elders, I would kneel, like, on the floor. I actually put both knees on the floor.
Even with my like my elders and like my grandmas, like all the people that I call grandma anyway, like my mum, she'll be like, oh no, don't kneel down. Like, and that's, they just accept, because my mum's a very headstrong person. I'm very headstrong person, so that's where I get it from.
Yeah.
So it was just like, no, kneeling down's not me. I wouldn't really expect someone.
I like it. I like doing it, because I feel like, hey, yeah, I'm a good girl. I'm a good kid. And they always say, oh, my dada, yes. They love it. They
that's
love
the
it.
But that's the thing. You know what? Yeah, so they love me even more because I don't do it.
What?
But then, you know what? People just love me. I can't explain it. They just
like,
love me.
The elders, by elders, I don't mean just like aunties and uncles. I mean like grandmas and, you know, whatever, and their cousins and stuff like that. That's who I kneel with both knees on the floor too. But yeah, like that's another thing as well. Sorry, I'm just going on. But for instance, okay, so I had this ex, Caribbean, again. No offense, guys, no offense. But yeah, he was actually my first boyfriend, actually. And I grew very, very, very close to his family. It's funny because I always meet the parents, but they never meet mine.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was very close to his family. I was always at his house and stuff like that. And I like met his grandparents. I met his, obviously his sisters, had a relationship with his mom and his stepdad and whoever. Now, when we broke up, come see how everyone is calling me, Samantha, you can't do this to him. Come on, please. Whatever he's done, you can fix this. These times I was still a teen. Like, what do I know about taking niggas back? I don't do that.
Move on. Sayonara.
You know what I mean? They're calling me like, Sam, please. Okay, look, you got to come around and we need to talk. Whatever it is, you have to work it out. I'm getting calls upon calls from his sister. And back then, his sister was like 25. And I thought that was old. Meanwhile, like, I'm 26. I was like, you old bitch. Like, why are you calling me? That's what I thought back then. And yeah, that's another thing. You develop an attachment. And I found that with like my little brother, when I've met like a partner of his or whatever, I grow attached to them, obviously because they're female. So it'd be the same with my older brother, because they're female and it's not like I have a sister and she's dating a guy. You have just a sisterly bond with them. I call them like my little sister and stuff like that. So if he's then to now break up with her, I'm left in an awkward position because she still wants to maintain a relationship with me because I'm like big sis to her. She's little sis to me.
Yeah, but would you be calling them up like, oh my God, well, you can't do this.
I wouldn't do that. But then at the same time, I will still talk to her.
Mediate.
Yeah, I still act as a mediator. So there's been times when he said, actually, yeah, you know what? You can talk to her because I don't know why she's behaving like, you know, X, Y, Z. I don't get too involved because it's not really my business as such. But I would love, like, especially when you really like the person. Like, the girl is a very, very decent girl.
You know
she's
what?
Very
yeah.
respectful, et cetera,
et cetera. Because when I think about, like, my brother's girlfriend, they get bare attached to me. Like, really, really attached to me.
Yeah, that's my little brother's one.
So, I think my nephew's mum... You know what? It's weird. I don't know. You know, some people are just weird. So, too short... Long story short, yeah. So I find out she's been telling my father that I'm basically a skirt.
What? Who?
One of my brother's girlfriends, she told my dad that I was basically a skirt. Like, you don't know what Jamila gets up to and this, that. And
oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And then my father told my mum. And then mum was like, mum didn't tell me till months later. And I was like, well, mum, you know, I don't really do nothing because all I do is sleep. So, you know, she doesn't really have anything to back up her claims kind of thing. But what she really meant was that, oh, yeah, because guys moved to me. Hello, guys have moved to me since I was 11.
How old is she?
She should be... I think she's 30 now.
At her age. Ugh.
So yeah, it's stuff like that. They get really... But the thing is, again, jealousy as well. I feel like all of that all plays into it. So like, my brother's girlfriends have always been very attached to me because I'm like the little sister. Like, I'm always there trying to mediate, or I'm always there ready to babysit or do all of that. So,
and they know they can use you to like, you know, go and report back to your brother. They'll plant seeds in your head, or they'll just tell you, like, say this to your brother, and then it's they don't know your loyalty will always be with your brother.
Not with my brother. You know what? Because I don't even snitch to my brother, I go snitch to my mum. I go straight to my mum. I'm like, you know this happened.
And like, obviously, like, big, it's funny because, like, you know, if they break up, for instance, with my brother's partners, whichever ones, they like, you might be having a birthday party, and you know, it's something that you may have even discussed with them before they broke up, and it's like, now shit, then I can't even invite you anymore. And it's just, to be honest, it's not fair because you've brought this person into my life, I've built a relationship with them, and then exactly now I have to be put in an awkward position and cut them off. And I understand it's loyalty, but it's annoying. Like, I don't like that. And that's why, again, you have to be sure who you're introducing to your family. So I say more so your parents, though, than
it's
your...
weird, though. I definitely feel like, you know, not really, you know, because I feel like parents are easy to just dismiss people, whereas your siblings, because they're obviously closer to the age, they're a lot, it's a lot easier for them to get attached.
You say that, but then our parents can spot things that we don't. Like, like I said before, my mum has been able to, like, okay, there's been times where I may have had like a disagreement with my boyfriend, and I've gone to my mum and I've said, you know, I've explained, and she said, okay, just do this, I'll do it, boom, flip, done in 2 seconds. Whereas that's not how I would have handled the situation. I would have handled it in a different way.
Yeah.
So they see that. But then if it was your sibling, they would say something completely stupid, they'd probably agree with you and make the situation worse. Things like that. Like,
I think, again, because my age is a lot different. My brother's 32 years old, so
yeah, exactly.
With him, I feel like, I don't want to say wisdom comes with him, because he says some really misogynistic things sometimes, but I feel like he'd be able to guide me in the sense that just certain things that you just wouldn't like in a person kind of thing. Because I've grown up and I've observed like my mum's like relationship with my father, my brother's relationship. So I've witnessed everything.
Mm.
So I already think I've got a good head on straight. However, they've made mistakes. They know what they've done. Yeah. So it's easy for them to guide me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They can see where you may be going wrong or... Yeah, you're right. That's basically what I meant in that sense. And like my mum has so much wisdom and she gets it from her mum. Her mum, like a lot of things that my grandma told my mum in her first marriage, literally my mum kind of, a lot of it went over her head. And then now her marriage is thriving with her new husband because of a lot of it to do with her mum's wisdom and what her mum has taught her.
I guess it comes with age, but one, though as well, because
that's true.
My mum, when she got with my dad, her dad did not want my mum to hit my dad. She should have listened. So, but he just wanted her to be happy. And my mum, I think, I have a feeling my mum will take that approach with me as well.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like the idea of, because the way my mum raised me is a lot of, do what you want, I'll help you follow your dreams kind of thing.
Yeah.
As long as it's nothing that's going to harm you. That's the kind of person she is. Yeah, that's how my mum is
as well.
So I think she'd apply the same sentiment to me as well, the same that her dad applied to her.
Mm.
Although I will say the only one thing she's instilled in me was that if a guy hits you, run.
You need to leave.
That's the first time.
I've done that before. I've been strangled before. I've been hit. You have to leave them.
Like, the first time, if he cheats, leave the first time. If he hits you, leave the first time. Because then it becomes a pattern. And then that, I think that's the only thing. And it's not even that she sort of instilled in me. I just sort of, because I've witnessed it,
mm-hmm.
I've just been sort of like, well, yeah, I know what I'm not going to do. And
yeah.
I'm not going to stay up until I've had another child with a person kind of thing. I'm not going to copy all the mistakes that my mum may have made.
Yeah.
Although she may have thought it was in good nature, I'm still not going to copy them.
If you don't learn from your parents' mistakes, then
you're not doing it right.
The bastard. Like, you're not doing it right at all. That's the way I see it. Because you can save yourself from making these mistakes if you just kind of, you know, take them on board. And what you just said about, you know, wanting to listen to your parents with age, I actually completely agree with that. Because when I was younger, my mum would say, oh, don't worry, you'll come back and you'll tell me I was right. And I'm like, no, I won't. No. And in my head, it was a thing there where even if I felt that she was right, there was no way I would have told her. But now, at times I call my mum like, yeah, mum, you were right. You know, she's just there happy. Like,
no,
I told you.
With my mum, I don't know. You know, we don't really, it's so weird. I won't even say we have discussions yet. Because mum has this thing, where we'll have a disagreement. They should start laughing at me mid-disagreement. So I'm like, okay, skin, go away then. Because I want to talk to you. You're being rude. Like, you're laughing at me kind of thing. But at the same time, like, I do sort of acknowledge when she is right, with, like, a lot of my decisions I've made. I know sometimes I'm like, why did I even do that? Like, I should have done something else. But I'm never going to tell her, skin. No.
See, you will. Eventually, you will. Trust me. This is coming from me. Like, everything was just pride, stubborn. Now, it's good to accept where you were wrong, because then, like, she's able to probably give you further advice after that. So, I don't know.
I think one reason I might actually bring someone home to mom is to find out if she can decide whether or not they're broke. Because my mom's had her fair share of broke men. Like, you know, I don't always say like broke men because I'm making it seem like I'm stigmatizing like how broke people are. No, I mean stingy, useless, greedy men. She's had her fair share of those. And I swear to God, who made me, I cannot marry a man like that. I can't do it, because I'm not going to wish on me what I went through. I can't do it for my children. I can't do it. So 100%.
I think one negative that I can kind of admit to you, I think this probably applies more to, I don't know, I wanted to say Nigerian, I said African women, because a lot of African mothers, they might actually overlook quite a few bad traits just for the sake, just for the fact that, you know, their daughter has brought a man home and they are eager for their daughter to marry or to find that life partner or whatever. So there have been a lot of women that have kind of like defended men that weren't good for their daughters or have told their daughters, you know, no, you know, go and just apologize to him, when the daughter's not exactly in the wrong. It's the man that needs to be doing the apologizing, but you've basically turned your daughter into a submissive shell all for the sake of marriage.
I was watching you know, Michelle A, her autobiography.
Yeah.
Autobiography, a biographical film, yeah. So it was basically how her mum and her grandma were teaching her that basically getting beat by mammy is that they love you and you should stay.
Can you imagine?
So she, that was instilled from young, so she grew up like that. That's how she ended up getting with Dr. Dre and Suge Knight, who both beat the shit out of her. And then it wasn't until afterwards that her mom was like, okay, I'm sorry, like, you should have never, like, I should have never taught you that. And I'm like, what's a bit too late
now?
After you've beaten me to a pulp and shit, like,
been conditioned into her.
That's absolutely, I couldn't, like, why would you, it's, I don't know.
You really need to teach your daughters, train your daughters from young. Like, when you instill certain things into them, like, remember we were having like, such a petty argument the other day, right, about just the concept of like what we find respectful and disrespectful. And like I was talking about, I don't want people wearing hats and hoods in my house when I have my marriage, when I'm in my marital home with my child. When I run out of breath, and that's
all came
about
because I was wearing a hood.
Yeah, no, she was wearing a big fur hood in the house.
It
and was I
was
cold. Just like, what the fuck? Like, and I just said, well, you know, you couldn't do this if XYZ. And that's something that I've been taught from when I was young. And I know it's kind of like, it's completely off subject, but it's just an example.
Yeah.
I've been taught no hats, no hoods in the house. And that's something so basic, but you see how much I was, I was fighting it for like,
listen,
an hour and a half.
I had a meal. I came back downstairs. went back upstairs. I watched a show. I came back downstairs. She was still going on. I went back upstairs.
But do you see what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why you need to kind of.
Another thing is you also have to make sure the families are going to mesh. Like, you know, with like, okay, like say my parents and his parents, they're gonna have to get along. They have to. And I'm not, you know, when people say this, oh yeah, my mum is very nice, and oh yeah, my mum, like, mum is lovely. But the thing is, yeah, you don't know how your mum is to other people. Period, point blank.
I do. My mum's amazing.
No, see, that's the thing, but that's how we say as their children, yeah. But you know, some people be like, oh yeah, yeah, my mum's great, mum's great. Yeah, your mum's so great, yet somehow she can't get along with other people. Do you get what I mean? So it's the fact that,
not you my know, mum.
you need to know whether or not they're going to mesh, and if they're not going to mesh, you need to know how often you can keep them apart. Because
yeah, but then that's what I've heard. My mum has told, I think it's my mum that told me of like families that have literally fought throughout the whole like wedding planning process, like literally like beefed to hell and back, like, and they still hate each other.
Yeah, I can say, I've seen families together, yeah, like for example,
Romeo and Juliet shit.
I've seen families that like for example, like when it comes to naming a child, especially in Yoruba culture, oh my
goodness.
Gosh, it is like they're fighting over land or something.
Do you
like
know what
it's
saying?
So deep.
A name
it's
that
so,
your child
so
is not even going to carry. It's literally on the birth certificate.
It is so deep. Like to the point where the parents were beefing so much. Yeah, the grandparents anyway, they were beefing so much. And mum was like, "Well, I want to name the child Oluwato Fejosun, and that means God is who I report all my problems to." Basically, they're basically saying, "Oh yeah, this basically." Keep saying, oh, you guys have been pissing me off all this time, so I'm going to put all my problems to God and I'm going to name a child that." What the hell? Like, I feel like we're so, I don't know, it's so weird, like the way we deal with stuff in Yoruba culture. Like, we're always very like, oh yeah, the elders have all the importance and kind of thing. No, I can't deal with that.
No, I know, but so That's our conclusion, really.
Ain't meeting the family. You ain't meeting the family till you put a ring on
you're
it.
You're meeting the family when you know you got a life partner, basically.
Yeah, life partner gang.
Yeah.
I'm not joining because I'm abstinent. Pink Meta asks, what would you do if you knew one of your friends was cheating on one of your other friends?
Well, now I would say I've been in the situation before, actually, a few years ago. Not to make it too obvious who I'm talking about, if anyone that might know, but I was in a situation where I had two friends that were dating. I kind of both said to them separately, I was like, look, do not fuck the other one about, because whoever fucks the other one over, I'm dropping you, basically. Like, I'm not dropping you, but I'm not taking your side. So anyway, I was told by the female that she had cheated on her boyfriend. And I was, to be honest, I was offended. I was really pissed off. I was like, what the fuck did you tell me? Like, why are you telling me? Like, why would you tell me, you fucking crazy bitch? I was so angry. And I actually called one of my old friends and I was actually like crying, because I was like, listen, I don't even cry over stupid things like that. But I was so like spun. I was like, I don't know what to do. It was really playing on my mind. And they were both equally friends to me. It's not like one was more important than the other at the time. So anyway, time went on. And this bitch tried to lie on my name. Like, she tried to lie on me, used me as a scapegoat for something, because she felt a way and tried to lie and say that I had made her feel that way. Like, basically took something to her boyfriend and said, I'm the one that planted that seed in her head. So I just thought, okay, well, since you want to be a bitch, fine. And I'm not going to lie. I can't remember who I told, but basically I made him aware that she had cheated. Now, he turned around and said, what I'm saying is not credible because, you know, you're telling me out of spite. That's not the point. Like, okay, I am telling you out of spite. I did want to tell you and I had someone to vouch for that. But the fact still remains, it happened. And the girl came to start sending me abuse, talking about...
Did she lie that she was a virgin?
Yeah, she lied that she was a virgin. She lied about a lot of things. She lied that she had cancer. She lied about quite a few things. So I turned around and I can't remember what I was saying now. I've kind of gone off.
She said that you're a liar.
Yeah, she started calling me a liar and saying that she's messaging me like with confidence. You know where someone's believing they're lying? She was like, yeah, you just want to ruin my relationship because you can't hold down a man. Bitch, who's single now? Anyway, because you can't hold down a man, etc., etc. And I was just like, this girl is fucking crazy. So anyway, in the end, what happens? I lost both friends. Like, I didn't give a fuck about the girl because she actually said some really, really low things. Like, she used personal things that I had told her against me. And, but then it was the boy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was genuinely hurt that I had lost him as a friend. And in hindsight, I really wish I had told him. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I told him prior to that, because at the end of the day, she was the one that was in the wrong. And I warned them both. It's not a fair situation to have put me in at the end. Like, it wasn't a fair situation to put me in. And he deserved to know. Yeah. They were both my friends. And like, till this day, I won't say I still regret it. I did regret it. But till this day, I am still sorry for the fact that I didn't say something earlier.
Yeah.
So I would.
I'm trying to think of situations, not that where I know, like, the, like, one of them is cheating, but, like, because, you know, some people, yeah, they get into, like, okay, obviously you have some friends, they get into, like, situations with each other, yeah, not really relationships.
Sorry, before you move on, I, just to add, I had known for about 6 months before I told him, so it was a long time, so that's why he was so mad. He was like, you've kept it in all this time, and you've let me do XYZ, you've spoken to me about XYZ, meanwhile you knew that she was cheating on me, yeah.
Obviously everyone has those friends that get into situations, not relationships, but they get situations. And I think there has been a couple of times where I've known, like, one party was not really cheating, but they weren't exclusive, basically. Even if I knew they weren't exclusive, there were times where I found out one of the parties were, like, out cheer, you know, fucking other people kind of thing. And I've told them, but it's been thrown back in my face.
But that's the thing. That's why I felt like, is it worth telling anyone? Because that's why I didn't say anything. Because I was just like, if I say something, I don't know how this is going to end up. And from experience, not from personal experience, but from other people's experience, when they do say things like this, they end up still getting back together. And this couple did end up getting, like, staying together. So it was kind of thrown back in my face
I think it's kind of like a coming to you as a woman kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like, either way, whatever role you play in it, it's still going to be you that's losing out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So it's a lose-lose situation.
I don't know.
It's a lose-lose situation. You lose one friend or you lose
I know for a fact, because if I had told you, for example,
yeah,
that, oh, I've got... Obviously, I have receipts, this, that, oh, mm-hmm. God forbid, yeah, but your boyfriend was cheating on you.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't take it as if, oh, yeah, I'm trying to split you guys up. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But other people, it's like, oh, yeah, you're hating, you're this, that. Yeah. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, keep it over there, yeah, then.
And it's funny that she said, oh, you can't hold down a man. Like, that was... Because at that time as well, the reason I had split with my last boyfriend is because he'd strangled me. So it was, like, really cheeky for her to say something like that.
Fucking terrible.
And, like, that wasn't even the worst that she said. Do you understand? So... I said, do you understand? But yeah, I feel like Esther. Do you understand? Yeah. So basically, yeah, that's, you're right about it being thrown back in your face. It's always a fear. You don't know what's going to happen. What it's not, no one's going to, you're not going to gain from it regardless. You will not gain from
never
it.
Ever.
So it's about loyalty. It's about whether
your friend trusts you.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if and I really respects you.
I really think about, like, there's several different friends I have. Okay, for you, for example, I know you'd believe me. However, there's some other friends that would be like, oh, she's chatting shit.
Yeah.
Or they'd probably go back to the guy first, or they'd do all of that.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. And they'll start, like, drawing you out as well, because I would expect, like, if it was you that told me that my partner was cheating on me, there is no way I would drop your name in it. Unless you said, yeah, I don't care, tell him that it was me that said it, there is no way that I'm going to drop your name. However, there are some people that'll be like, yeah, Samantha said, yeah, Samantha, even though I'm helping you. Do you know what I'm saying? So I
found out that Samantha told me.
Yeah.
And it's even the way they'll say it, because it'll be like as if, oh, you Samantha, the one that's single, Samantha can't keep a man. That's Samantha that never wants you to hang out with me. Oh, that's Samantha. Why would she say that?
And that's why I've learned my lesson. I do not get involved in stuff like that anymore. Like,
bruv, it's been thrown back in my face. So I'm like, okay, no, in fact, you know what I'll do? Yeah, it'll be that I'll tell you, if you throw it back in my face, I don't want to hear about you and him anymore.
No, I'm talking situationships.
In terms of
relationships, if they were both my friends, yes. If one of them wasn't my friend and the other, okay, no, of course you would. But I'm talking about if they were both my friends, then yeah, I still would.
Situations, I don't get involved.
Yeah, situations,
that's your fault. I'm going to blame everybody for that. Yeah, situation.
And at the end of the day, no one, like, in a way, it's kind of mean, but, like, no one owes the other anything, if that makes sense. Because if you're in a situationship and you've agreed to be in a situationship, if you have a shenanigans or whatever, then you kind of don't have a right to... It depends on your terms and conditions, you see?
If there's no exclusivity, sorry, I'm not telling you shit.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I ain't telling you shit. Because
you agreed to that, so why do I have to tell you?
You agreed to it not being official. You agreed to you guys being able to fuck other people. So yeah, I can't help you in that situation anymore.
Yeah, so I've gone past that now, because they're always so complex. Because what you find is that somebody that is in a situationship, they are more likely to accept bullshit than when in a relationship. That's in my opinion. Like, women especially.
Yeah.
They accept more bullshit in situationships than relationships, because they feel, oh, I can't say anything to this guy because he's not my man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They always have that kind of thing about them.
I hate that rhetoric.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is about that is that you then end up kind of, like, overlooking certain things. I told you, so why am I telling you anyway? What's the point of me telling you?
And I always say this, you cannot settle for bullshit in the beginning, because if you settle for bullshit in the beginning, your standards are going to lower and lower and lower until, I don't know, he gives you a pity ring.
Yeah.
Like, it's never going to get better for you at any point. All he's going to upload, oh, yeah, she stuck me through all my baby boy ways and all that bullshit. Like, who's got time for that? No one has time for that.
So I've got a question. So if, for instance, I was in a relationship with Sadiq and Sadiq was cheating on me.
Sadiq's my best friend, by the way. I don't want to lose Sadiq.
Wow, guys. It's all coming out now.
That's weird. That's hard.
It's all coming
I would. I definitely would.
What if it was the other way around and I was cheating on Sadiq?
I would. I
just
said I would to both.
Blood ain't thicker than water, yo.
I said I would to both. Okay, what if I was in a relationship with Rio, your best friend, and I was cheating on him? Would you tell him?
If you were cheating on him?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't... Wow.
His bitch.
Wow. Do you know what was different about... Okay.
Yeah. See?
It's hard. It's very hard. It is a very hard question. Do you know what? I would. And I'll tell you why. Because I feel like you're disrespecting me by cheating on him. How about that?
Okay, what about if he was cheating on me? You tell me.
Yeah.
100%.
I answered that one too easy. But the thing is, I feel like it's disrespecting me because I'd assume that you two met through me. Let's just say that you met through me and, you know, whatever. I find it disrespectful. Like, you clearly don't rate me or you don't rate my our friendship to, you know, have respect for my friend. Mm. And to be honest, that's happened where I've had a friend that he kept, like, kind of chasing my friend. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, hook me up. And I was like, hell to the no. And my female friend was like, yeah, you know, like, she was interested. And I said, do not go there. He ain't shit. In the end, they went and hooked up behind me. And it literally was...
Disaster.
One of the biggest disasters ever. And I just felt like, you see, if you had just listened to me, then none of that would have happened.
But see, I don't even believe in hooking up my friends.
Like, that's the point I was trying to make. I don't
hooking up my friends. Like, I had a friend that was pursuing one of my best friends, and I was like, no. And he was like, why? And I just said, no.
I'm always saying no.
Hell to the motherfucking no.
I'm actually always saying no. Like, don't ever come and ask me to hook up my friend with you. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, especially if I know you. Like, this is just cheeky. Like, but you as my male friend, it's usually the male friends. You as my male friend, if you know you ain't shit, why are you asking me to hook me up with your friend? This is with my friend. It's the same person that will tell me, yeah, I'm not looking to settle down. I'm not this, I'm not that, yet you think you can go for my friend. So my friend is going to be one of your conquests. It's going to be one of your statistics.
I'm sure the guy has told you before, yeah. When he said something like, something like they want to pursue me, yeah, but they were like, oh, my age was a problem. And then he still wants to pursue me anyway.
Does that make sense?
Does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense.
Leave me alone, you crazy person.
But do you know what? I was once told, actually, someone said that a boy wanted to move to me and I think some of my friends or whatever, and said he's not even going to bother because, like, he knows that I'm the type of girl that I will want a relationship, and he knows that he doesn't want a relationship, so he doesn't even want to, like, get into that situation in the sense that, like, he doesn't know that he didn't want a relationship with me, but he doesn't want to be in a relationship, and he knows that, like, I had set a standard that he couldn't fulfill, so he's not even gonna, like, bother trying because he knew he'd get shut down. It was like that. And you see, that's good, niggas, y'all better know. Okay, I'm not here for your shit situationships. If you don't want what I want, I promise,
please,
you, I
am to going left. To bounce.
Check my receipt.
If you can't Thank provide, you. Step aside.
I will bounce, honestly. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a definitely bouncer kind of girl. Like, I'm definitely like, okay, bye. Like, and it's a part of my picky nature, that's why. Yeah. Because I'm always like, you can't give me what I want. So,
exactly.
We can't be in this situation again.
And,
we went completely off tangent, you know.
Do you know what happened? I literally was about to start talking. I was literally about to start talking about something to do with the other topic. That is how off we'd gone. Like, that's ridiculous. But yeah, so back to the original question.
Even date my friends anyways. Like, everybody knows this mistake. Listen, don't ask me to be... What's that guy's name? Ozil. Don't ask me to be Ozil in this. I'm not going to do it. Sorry,
what?
Baby.
What does that even mean?
He's the guy with the assist. I know all about football, guys. I know all about you football, guys. Do you know?
She wishes she was part of football. I'm part We've of been trying to sitter. Infiltrate.
You a hater. I know all my male listeners are going to be like, oh my God, you know this.
No. I'm about to snitch on both of our asses.
You know,
when football's on, we go and copy paste tweets from football Twitter, like my little brother, and sometimes they bang more. And people will be like messaging me, people will be adding me on Twitter, like talking, like,
yeah, you're proper, talking about
like,
me.
I'm proper even like trying to converse with me about the match. And I'm like to my brother, okay, yeah, what should I say to this?
Didn't last time you tell you to go fuck off.
Fuck off. Exactly.
No, guys, I actually do know that Izzy's the guy with the assist. Okay.
She's a big. She saw that on someone's Twitter as
no,
well.
No, I knew that. I knew that. He's the guy with the assist. Okay.
I loved if you were wrong right now.
I'm not. That's how sure I'm right. That's how sure I am.
Seen it on five people's Twitters. He's the one with the assist.
That's how I know I'm right. Okay.
You're actually dumb. No, but yeah. Again, the question I would say
100%.
So guys, if you're my friend, okay, I don't even, are you my friends in a relationship with each other? I don't know. I can't think right now. I can't think off the top of my head, but don't cheat. Okay, don't cheat and think you can tell me.
No, my male friends are ugly anyways, so I don't even give them through balls.
And the thing is, wow, see guys, she's just being a snake today. Hiss bitch.
No, they're all ugly. But they know I call them ugly.
Do you know, but the thing is though, with my male friends, because guys, we know guys cheat more than women,
you know that.
So with my male friends, the ones that are in relationships, like even if I don't know the girl, I'm still team woman, like team girl. Like I make sure he behaves. Mm-hmm. That's how I am.
This one time I snitched on my best friend to his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, that wow. He was cheating.
See, his guys, she's a snake.
No, sorry.
Did you know her?
Now I don't do that anymore, yeah. But I was just like, I don't condone this bullshit. I don't piss me off. I will actually tell her.
It's true. Yeah, but I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, because I'm a bitch. We all know that.
Yeah. Do you know what the worst one is, though? It's when the girlfriend comes to try and befriend you on purpose so that, you know, you are always on her team, or you can, like, maybe.
Or because she doesn't like the female friend. Yeah, that's close. Listen, I just want to make
girls
it clear.
From fucking the friend.
Let me make it clear, okay? All of my male friends are ugly. If I wanted to be with them, I would be with them. Yeah. That's it. That's it. So please don't ever think that I'm a threat. I'm not. I promise you, he's ugly. You can have him.
That's the thing. That's annoying when girls just, because like the thing is, if they knew how highly I speak of them or how much I defend them, that it just they'd shut the fuck up, because that annoys me. That's always been a problem. I'd say like in my early 20s, late teens, that was the biggest problem I had, because I had a lot of male friends and the girls were always threatened by me or intimidated by my presence, and I wasn't doing shit except being a friend. But and I wasn't being inappropriate. I'm always appropriate. Like if I'm going out with the boyfriend, even if I've been friends with this boy for years and years before you even knew him,
yeah,
I'm still saying invite her. I'm still trying to, like, you know, have a relationship with her. So why do you feel threatened? What am I going to do? Like, suck his dick while you lick his balls? I'm confused. Like, is that what I'm trying to do?
You know what's so jokes is it? It's because you would have had years for you to do all of that. Exactly. So why is it when he gets in a relationship that I'd want to do all that? Like, really?
I ain't been with your man. I ain't trying to be with your man. I ain't going to be with your man. It's really that simple. So back up. That's so annoying.
Like for me, it's like, okay, guys first of
hated
all,
me.
Your man doesn't like Beyonce. Okay, there's no way I could want to suck his dick. So it's like, you know, I just sort of maintain friendships. Like I don't want your man. Please. He's so ugly. Oh my god.
He's so ugly.
Like oh my god. Like to me, I swear, all my male friends to me are like my brothers. Like to me, they're still like, oh man, he scratches his balls and shit. Like oh, like he's disgusting. Like.
And to be honest, guys in a relationship are automatically unattractive to me. Like
so clap.
If I am attracted to somebody and I find out he has a girlfriend, all my life he is then the ugliest person in the world to me.
Like, my eyes just shut down.
He
I'm
looks
just
like Coolio to me from then on. That even the hair, even if he has a low cut, he still has Coolio's hair in my head. That is how I see it. It's how I see them.
You can't even move to me while you're in a relationship. Don't disrespect me.
But this is what that's
don't
another thing.
Me.
It's hella
disrespectful. You're calling me a dickhead. You're calling me a dickhead.
Yeah.
Because you think I want to be your side chick.
Exactly. You think you're fucking dickhead enough to actually be a side chick. And I,
do you know one DJ? He must have approached my female best friend, you know, Safa. So he one day approached Safa, yeah, and Safa knows he has a girlfriend.
Mm.
And Safa was like, you do know I know you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but you and I know what it is, like you and I can be like,
oh yeah, yeah.
And I was like, because I knew his girlfriend, as in I'm friendly with his girlfriend. In fact, yeah, we're more or less friends with his girlfriend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, listen, Skeen, don't ever play yourself. You mm-hmm. think I won't come to her as a woman? I will finish. Yeah, I will done yeah. this dancery. So it he was like to my me. Best friend that he was scared of me because he was scared of what I could do. I was like, yeah, be fucking scared, B.
Yeah.
Be very scared. I will ruin your life. Yeah. I'll ruin everything.
It's happened to me before as well. Someone's just been lying barefaced that they're not in a relationship. It happens a lot.
I find it so disgusting.
I'm telling you, you are in a relationship. I know you're in a relationship and you're still denying. Like
they could be bold faced. face tweeting their girlfriend.
Exactly.
And be like, I'm not in a relationship. Do you think I'm a dickhead?
See, this is just
so you're insulting me. You're saying my mum's a bastard. Basically, you're saying my mum's a dickhead. You said my mum gave birth to me in a bastard hospital.
Yeah. All guys in relationships are ugly.
Them niggas are so ugly. Ew.
All guys in relationships are ugly, okay? Yeah. I'm not
Factual. Factual. Them niggas are ugly as fuck. So on today's episode, asking for a friend, we have got two dilemmas, and this is the first one. Hi, Jameel and Sam. Love you guys so much. Whenever I listen, I feel like I'm in a group chat with my girls. I have a dilemma. My boyfriend does ACs. I'm sure you know what those are.
Just explain what an AC is.
Fraud, basically. And for him to do this, he needs to use dumb girls' bank cards. One of his ways of getting cards is by moving to girls. One time, I was preying his phone and I read some messages and one of the girls had sent him a nude and he sent a dick print pic back. Obviously, I didn't tell him I saw it because he can't now. I went through his phone. My friends think I'm dumb and that he's cheating, but I trust him and I don't think he is. Not gonna lie, I don't mind his hustle and I just don't like the way he's doing it. I don't actually think he's cheating, but how do I tell him I'm not comfortable with this without making it obvious that I've gone through his phone? What do you think I should do?
He's cheating.
Fact.
What the hell?
He's cheating.
Like,
listen, I've spoken about this before. Yeah, listen, your man is telling you these strikers are just his strikers. Why is he sending dick pics to his strikers? I don't care if you have to move to girls to do it. No, there are better ways to do it. I've heard
that before about people, like guys, like having to keep the girls sweet by like flirting with them or whatever, but dick print picture, like, where did that even come to the equation? Like,
how is that keeping her
why
sweet?
Is she even sending why you how sexual are you taking this? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I personally, like, I'm putting myself in her shoes. Yeah, let's not talk about 26 year old Sam. I'm talking about her. She sounds like she's from the Midlands. Like,
Midlands uni. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
to her,
exactly. But like, no offense. Actually, I've got to stop saying no offense.
Offense.
Yeah, sometimes I do mean offense. You just don't know when. Okay, so yeah, it's up to you. But anyway, so I'm gonna assume she's. How old do you think she sounds? I don't know. Like,
she sounds like she's 20.
I was gonna say 20 as well. Yeah, she sounds like a 20-year-old. I love if she's like older. But anyway, if I'm putting myself in your situation, God, I can't.
Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the dilemma that was on Aloni's website.
Yeah.
Her man doesn't get her.
I was going ham.
That topic was so funny. It was basically, the dilemma was that her man does fraud, but he charges her half price on all the fraudulent items that he gets.
Yeah.
Like, because it's his hustle. And I was like, Skeen, are you sick? Like, there's no one earth a man can be charging you half price on the fraudulent items that he's getting you. But anyway, back to this. He's cheating, babe. He's definitely cheating.
To be honest,
he's trying to cheat.
Yeah, you shouldn't even be comfortable with him, like, flirting with other girls anyway, or moving to them or whatever, all in the sake of ACs or obtaining bank cards or whatever. It's stupid. Like, he's cheating. Pathetic.
In fact, I don't think he's cheating. I think he's trying to cheat. And the only thing worse than a guy that is cheating is a guy that is trying to cheat because he's failing at cheating.
I can't even tell you that you shouldn't be comfortable because you clearly said that she said she's comfortable, isn't it?
She said
she doesn't mind his hustle. So you don't mind
she
it.
She doesn't mind. I think she doesn't mind like him doing fraud and all that. She just doesn't like the way he
The flirting part. Girl, just drop him, man. Like, you clearly sound like you're too young to be stressing over.
Don't let a man give you grey hairs, okay? If it really gets bad, just report him to the police. I mean, sorry, it's the game.
Actually, do you know
report
what?
Report him to the police.
Do you know what? Saying that though, someone that's like, you know, like, again, like I said the other day, in regards to Aloni's dilemma, you're not secure. Your relationship is not secure. Your future is not secure. There's no security within this relationship because he is being, he's out there being a fraud and doing fraudulent activities. He could go down anytime. And I promise you, you have a chance of going down with him. Like, you could be seen as an accomplice. You knew. I don't know the law like that, focus. But I'm pretty sure you gotta get to the police
station and snitch.
No, don't snitch.
Snitch.
Don't snitch. I'm not a don't snitch person. Like, if you gotta snitch, you gotta snitch in certain situations. But there's no, in this instance, okay,
if it gets really deep here, like, if he actually, like, if you have, like, proof that he's fucking other girls, I think you should snitch. I'm just saying.
I don't think so. I don't think you should ever take it that far. Like, that is just hella, hella spiteful.
Or prank him.
Because she knew he was doing fraud. So you're not going to now turn around prank and snitch him out of spite.
Prank him
how?
Prank him by basically saying, oh, yeah, I've got, like, let's make the police call him or something and say, like, oh, yeah, we found that we've been in fraud.
Do you know what? I've done that before. I can't lie. I did it to some... me and my cousin, Wendy, we got a friend that she's a theatre student or whatever. And she's like, she goes on tour, like, doing Shrek. Like, she's actually one of the characters in Shrek. And we got her to put on some... What accent is it? A northern accent. Yeah. That's it.
A Geordie.
So, yeah, that was it. It was a Geordie accent. I'm really bad for accents, but yeah. So she puts on a northern accent and she said, yeah, she's PC something. Da-da-da-da, calls this boy. He was shook. Oh my God.
Yeah, side note,
why the fuck are Americans using shook in the wrong way? But anyway, she was shook. He was shook. And she was probably like, yeah. I can't remember what she said anymore. I'm not going to lie. It was so many years ago, but it was sick. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he didn't shit himself.
Put the fear of God in him.
Yeah.
He might be, you know, might focus on his uni work more often than...
You're a dickhead. Does he even go to uni? That's the question.
Yeah, enough of them. Well, we just assume she's from the Midlands, but, you know, loads of the Midland boys do.
How can we just make that assumption? I'm so dead. But yeah, no,
I always discriminate against Midland uni people. Yeah.
This dilemma. What was her question, though? Sorry.
What should she do? I think you should bring it up to him.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, because I was going to say, we're proper missing the complete question. Yeah.
I think you should bring it up to him. Who cares if you went for his phone? On the real, he actually cares.
Yeah,
I will own up to any time I go for a man. Fuck.
Yeah, she should definitely say that you've seen it. But at the end of the day, just know it's not going to change. In my opinion, it's not going to change. He's going to continue doing it.
Make the nude his wallpaper.
You're dumb. That'd be funny though.
Yeah, looks his friend. He sees it there. Yeah, why not? They make the dick print his background.
Or one day, like, show him the nude and say, oh yeah, like,
it's such a banging nude, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's so banging.
Just something like that, like, send it to yourself or just do something with it. Do something wild with it, like print it out and stick it on his windscreen or something like that.
Yeah, you actually have to put the fear of God in some people sometimes.
But yeah, like, definitely bring it up to him. There's no point in hiding it. What's the point? Because if you hide it,
who cares?
You're losing out. If you tell him, whatever.
I mean, what's the worst you're gonna do? Change his password? You could always find that out again.
He's cheating. I'm sorry, he's cheating.
Well, he's, like, trying to cheat, and it's
them,
worse.
Even if it's not with them, it's definitely with other people, because if you're that free to send a dick print to a fucking striker or whatever you want to call them.
Don't, like, let these boys deceive you with their strikers, okay?
Dick print pic, you know. Wow, a whole dick print pic. Does he send them to you?
Because that's how that girl can now be able to come to you as a woman.
And say, I've seen your man's dick or something like that.
You could just tweet her wrong one day and she could just be like, oh yeah, but I've seen what your man's dick looks like.
Exactly. You know, once they start adding you, but your man sent me his dick pic though.
Like, he's in it though.
Can you imagine? No, you have to get better that day, mate.
All right, what's the second one?
The second one is, hi ladies, I really love your podcast. Okay, my dilemma is, all my life I've had a solid group of friends. I'm 23 and I understand we are at an age where people enter relationships that I'm assuming would be with potential life partners. I don't have a problem with being basically a singleton amongst all my mates who are in relationships, but my problem is they never want to do stuff now. For example, one of my close friends I haven't seen for literally 3 months plus because she's always with her boyfriend. And when I try to make plans, she tries to involve him or won't come. Don't know if it's intentional. I was in brackets. If not involved. Right, sorry. Let me reread that because the punctuation, crazy. I'm going to have to like reword. Okay. For example, one of my close friends I haven't seen for literally 3 months plus because she's always with her boyfriend. And when I try to make plans, she doesn't involve him or won't come. If he's not involved, then okay. So in between that, she said, I don't know if it's intentional. Or she invites me to something that he would have invited us to. Another friend has literally flipped me the past 3 times we were meant to meet up. She's in her last year of uni. I understand as I've graduated, but she always makes time for her boyfriend. And my best friend, who I usually see the most, has joined in. in that she works a lot, so she says she's tired, but then she's also able to fit her boyfriend in her schedule. I don't know how to address it, simply because a joke about me being a bitter girl rubbed me the wrong way by one of them has made me feel like I can't express this as a joke or not. I don't want... Guys, I'm really sorry. There's, like, no punctuation in this, so it's hard for me to read. Where was I? I don't know how to address it, simply because a joke about me being a bitter girl rubbed me the wrong way has made me feel like I can't express this as a joke or not. I don't want to come across that way. I just don't know what to do, as I love them all dearly, but I do feel alone a lot now. I just feel like, why guys rarely forget their mates once in a relationship, but why girls tend to ghost almost. I said almost right, guys. You see, ask Jamila. This has been happening. I swear, ever since the last episode, I've been saying it.
Say
right.
It again.
But then if I try... Thank you. I can't say it now.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
Almost. It's like I'm being teased. I swear, it's so annoying. It's been happening for the past week. Ever since the last episode, I don't understand. And I can't say it. Almost. Almost. Okay, let's not go there. Anyway, not that I don't speak to them, but meeting up would be better. What do you guys suggest? Shut the fuck up, bitch. She's such a dickhead. It's not fair. I just said it. And I can't do it again. How can my mum even say she didn't even know that I couldn't say it? Like, when after she listened to the last podcast, she was like, I didn't even know you could say it. My own daughter. But anyway, because I don't say the word.
I think you should bring it up to them, babe.
Can I just reword it? Because it was just so long-winded and confusing.
Long story short is that her boyfriend, her friends don't make enough time for her, but they have enough time for their boyfriends, and they've made a joke that she's the bitter single woman before. She doesn't want to bring it up because even though it was a joke.
Slow down.
Sorry. But even though it was a joke, it still rubbed her the wrong way. So what should she do? Personally, I think she should bring it up. But it should be in a face-to-face situation, not really like over the phone kind of thing. But again, as she said, she can't meet up with them because none of them ever want to meet up.
No, I just think, if anything, she should just message them. And the thing is, in that situation, I wouldn't. Only because, like, with age, you kind of grow to understand that when you're... So say, for instance, you spent, let's say, 70% of your time with your friend.
Yeah.
When you're now in a relationship, that is going... When your friend is now in a relationship, that's actually going to be half or less than half. You have to understand that. Like, you are not the person that your friend is going to marry or live with for the rest of their life. So you can't expect to still have the exact same, like, you know, amount of time that you had with your friend before she was in a relationship. However, I don't believe in not maintaining friendships just because you're in a relationship. That's something that I don't do. Like, my friends, they still see me often. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
do they?
Shut the fuck up. Whose house you been staying at?
Okay, yeah, but it's only me though. Like, everybody else. Not. Can everybody else say that?
No, it's only because I'm pregnant now. Like, before I was pregnant, I was out all the time. All last summer, all last Christmas, I was always out. What are you talking about? So it's ever since I've been pregnant, I've chilled now. Like, I don't go anywhere. That's expected. But before that, my friends would see me all the damn time. Like, who was hosting Pinkmas, bitches? Who was having their housewarming parties? Whose house was everyone coming to when I was in my own flat? Please, shut the fuck up, bitch. I would come home from work and this girl would have like three people in my house. Yeah.
You're explaining.
Okay, joke's dead now. Shut the fuck up.
You know what? Yeah. I don't know, you know, because you know when you bring up to people, okay, for example, I don't know, it was on the closure episode, so it's all in the mind. I spoke about how a friend had sought closure from me, yeah. This was the same friend, yeah. This is how she decides to end our friendship, by the way. I'm going to read out the text, I found it. She goes, I didn't know how to approach this conversation with you, but I need to be honest. I was going to call you, but you hardly answer. I doubt this, quote unquote, friendship at times, and I kept brushing it off, but I don't think I'm being a genuine person if I continue doing so. With that being said, I hope the best for you. This is how she chose to end our friendship. Okay, taken aside from the facts that she had spoken to me like 2 days ago, I sort of understand the sentiment that, oh, you don't have enough time for me, even though that was bullshit coming from that girl. But I get where she's coming from, because, you know, some people, they feel like, their friendship needs to be maintained in the way that, like, you can't just, like, she said a friend brushed her off like 3 times, like flipped her off,
yeah,
flopped her 3 times. So if someone's flopping you 3 times, you can't really make an excuse for each and every time.
Yes, you can.
Even there may be valid excuses, but
all right, could I make an excuse each and every time? Of course I can.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they may be valid excuses, but at the same time, to the person that's making the excuses, won't it feel like, okay, I've made too many excuses, but like, I really need to make more of an effort as a friend.
I think you can, but you can't expect that from everybody. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, with me, I work 5 days a week. I have my weekends off, fair enough. But on my weekends, what am I not supposed to spend my weekends with my man? Like, that doesn't, do you know, I live with him.
Yeah.
Am I going to be going out every weekend to be with my friends? If my friends can come and see me, then that's cool. Also, you know,
that's where you live.
Anyway, not that if we go out together, that's fair enough, but it's not going to be every weekend and it can't be every friend. So it's going to be stretched out over a period of time.
How long did she say that?
For instance, she said 3 months. But then even then, that can be understandable in the sense that, okay, me, let me put myself in that situation. I'm not going to go out every single weekend. No, I'm not. Now, if I go out, let's say if I don't go out 2 weekends and I go out 1 weekend, that is 1 weekend with maybe 3 of my friends, maybe 2. Do you understand? And then I might have the next 2 weekends off. So now what have I already said? A month and a half. Do you understand?
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. And that's already gone. Like, so people's time is precious at the end of the day. But I think at the same time, you may be a bit, you might be being a bit selfish in the sense that it's not because you're single, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying if you were in a relationship, I promise you wouldn't care as much.
Mm.
You wouldn't.
I think it's different strokes for different folks, because, like, for example, okay, so me, I don't, it's not that I don't have a lot of friends, but it's like I have friendship groups.
Do you know, yeah, finish that.
I have friendship groups. So, for example, at uni, I live with my uni group of friends. Then when I come home, it's sort of like I have this group of friends, and then I have, like, my best friends kind of thing. And then I have, like, obviously my further out friends.
Mm.
But again, all of those are still, like, my college friends are still group friends. Like, you lot, as in Sam, all those kind of friends, all sort of, like, a group of friends. Mm. And obviously I have my individual friendships, but my individual friends, I can't lie, I haven't seen some of my individual friends in years.
Yeah, I get that, but that's another thing. Like, one thing I can say is that with having, like, a lot of friends, people look at it from their perspective. So say I'm friends with someone that doesn't have that many friends, they feel entitled to your, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, they feel obligated to, what's the word?
To your time.
Yeah, they feel entitled to your time. They feel entitled to your time when you physically cannot split your time between that many friends. And it becomes a bit like, for me, sometimes I've had, like, meltdowns, not literal meltdowns, but it's just like I cannot keep up with this person, that person, all these people, which is one of the reasons why I'm so bad with iMessage or messaging people or replying or whatever.
Terrible replies.
People message me, and I'm like, oh my God, I've got a headache. I can't reply to this. And then it kind of, you know, ends up being too late.
Why does everyone want to talk to me? And like, what the hell? I'm not that interested.
Honestly, like, I can look at my phone ringing and I'm just not pick it up. And it's no offense, but it's just like, I can't be asked to speak right now. And like, I have a friend, if she's listening, she might know who I'm talking about, but she always checks up on me. She's always calling me, trying to see how I am or whatever. And I'd say, like, the last, like, 10 times she's called me, I haven't even answered the phone. Whether she's called me early in the morning, that's been reasons. Like, she's called me, like, at 7 a.m. sometimes, or, you know, I just have missed her call and I didn't return any of the calls. And it came to one day and I was just like, Sam, like, what the hell? Although I'd message her or, you know, whatever, just to tell her, yeah, sorry, I missed your call, I still wasn't returning the calls.
Mm.
And then Jamila was there the other day when I was just like, I need to call her. I feel bad. Like, how have I not called her back after she's reached out to me X amount of time? So I get what you were saying about, you know, don't you then feel that you need to kind of step up a bit and, you know, make time. But sometimes it's actually not physically possible to split your time between so many people. Maybe she's the one that just doesn't have that many friends and other people have some friends that they...
Maybe you can compromise. Come to, like, I don't know, have FaceTime appointments kind of thing. Like, have phone calls. No, because
what
I'm...
FaceTime appointments?
Because, like, I can be very content with not seeing some... Like I said, I've not seen some people since, like, my birthday, for example. but we're still friends. Like, we're still very close. Like, some of them I consider one of my best friends. I haven't seen since my birthday. No, in fact, before my birthday. Wow, no, I haven't seen her in months. Okay, yeah. But she's still considered one of my best friends. Yeah. Whereas there's some people, like for you, example, I can't imagine not seeing you regularly. Like, that would just be so weird if I didn't see Samantha regularly. So I think it's different strokes with different folks. You have to figure out how to maintain your friendships, whether or not, even if you are single, and even then, when you bring up to them, you have to tell them that although they're in relationships, it's a joint effort in how much we put into this friendship.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you can't just, again, with that joke, sorry, that's very distasteful.
Yeah, that's rude.
I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah, I wouldn't been, like, make a joke like that.
But you know me, I'm bare, like, I have bare bite, so I'm ready to, I'll bite back at you. I'll say something rude.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, I know you don't want to seem away by addressing it, but definitely address it. I don't think it's one of those things you need to do face to face because then it just makes it sound so serious. Yeah. But just message them like, seriously, bitch, like, are we going to see each other? You can turn it into like a joke. Like, when are we going to see each other? This is getting ridiculous now. Like, I haven't seen you for X amount of time.
Saw you had like you had three hairstyles.
Do you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So you need to just do it like that. Just make it lighthearted, if anything, if you're nervous about it making you look away. But it's definitely something that does need to be addressed.
But definitely bring up the joke, because if it rubbed you the wrong, because the thing is, it leaves way for
them to make more
jokes about it. Yeah.
You can say that. So just say something like you didn't appreciate being called bitter, but. I do want to say again, back to what I said before, I feel like if you were in a relationship, I don't think you would actually care as much because your time would now be divided between other people as well. So I'm not condoning what they're doing. Don't get me wrong. You should still always make time for your friends. That's what I still do. I still make time for my friends, regardless. But, you know, different people, people are different.
I have bare friends that we've been saying, let's go Fernando, out to eat. Like, someone I consider like my little sister, like, I don't even see her regularly.
Yeah.
Like, last time I saw was my birthday or something. So it's like, it's weird.
I don't see my brothers that regularly. It's only of recent. I've actually been seeing them a lot more. But even, my own brothers. But
I don't see my mum that regularly, too, you know.
Well, my mum lives in a different country, so. I'd say the thing is with me, I don't actually miss people. So, it's a thing. I don't miss people. Like, I
could not talk to someone for months and I still wouldn't miss them.
Yeah. So that's a thing as well. But
yeah, just speak to them.
Definitely.
So guys, don't forget to send your dilemmas to pigmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepigmatter. We will answer your questions. I mean, even if we're not going to answer on each episode, do listen out because we will try and answer every single one.
We also have some things in store for you guys. We have some giveaways as well. So keep an eye out for all of that.
And always remember,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.